What's up, Seattle and Portland? I'm coming there this weekend. Seattle, Washington, February 4th. Portland, Oregon, February 5th. EricDeLisandro.com for tickets. I'd love to see you there. And then I'm coming to California, San Francisco, Ontario, Irvine, Burbank, Raleigh, North Carolina, Tempe, Arizona, Minneapolis, Minnesota, Toronto, Canada. EricDeLisandro.com for tickets. Can't wait to see you guys there, and let's get to the cast. I was on the phone with United Airlines last night.
As you usually are.
As I, for some reason, always am. And the woman asked me my security questions.
Okay.
Which I thought was a little, I don't know, it made me uncomfortable.
She like they wanted to verify you.
No, she okay, she said, okay, can you verify who I'm speaking to? Eric D'Alessandro. Mm-hmm. What's your birthday? Boom. And then she goes, okay, thank you. And then thank you for being a 1K member. Well, that's and then yeah, she goes, yeah. Then I was trying to do something. So she's like, it's asking me to verify you. What's your favorite ice cream? I was like, I felt so weird telling her that. Because I thought this between me and the computer.
Yeah.
What am I telling this fucking lady for? And I just felt so fucking stupid being like, I like chocolate. Right? Isn't that like
That's
a weird...
That's funny.
I felt so dumb.
Yeah.
Telling her this.
It's a little personal.
It's a little... I didn't know that I was going to have to say these out loud.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing like too weird about it. But like my heart started to race because one of my questions that I have to answer often when I go on, because United's website sucks. I always have to verify. It's like I'm always logged in. Uh-huh. But one of the questions is, what did you want to be when you grew up? And I put actor. Because it's like that's, you know.
And I mean, that's what you wanted to be when you grew up.
I was afraid she was going to be like, and what did you want to be when you grow up? And I was going to be like, an actor. And then I thought she was going to be like, and what do you do now? I'm not an actor.
No, she would never do that. But that's
and then scary. She was like, so I guess you didn't make it. And I'd be like, yeah, no. I thought that maybe that we would have started like, oh, I kept thinking God. That's where the conversation was going to go.
No.
And her being stop. Like, wow, so you just, you know, you came kind of close. I mean, comedy's kind of like, you know, you're kind of doing something. And I'm like, yeah, it didn't, it just, can you help me with my miles?
That's funny.
I didn't think that would be, first of all, it's me, it's two grown adults. What's your favorite sport? Basketball.
Yeah.
It just felt, I felt really,
that's, yeah, that's,
I felt really dumb.
It's a little uncomfortable. It's a little too personal. That I,
all of those.
That's never happened to me. Questions, asking me my security questions.
Thank you.
They want to know my mom's maiden name? That's none of your business what my mom's maiden name is.
Isn't this like going against the security of it all?
Exactly. Now she could go look at my mother, find out where I live. Like, that's a little too personal.
I know. I was a little uncomfortable too. And I was just like, first of all, I just felt fucking stupid because I have the lamest answers. But, you know, I didn't choose them. They only give you a couple of options. There's not like...
What do you mean, give you options?
It's a drop-down thing. Like, I can't choose. I put actor, actress because it was the only one that applied to me. Like, I didn't type it in.
They give you answer, drop-down answers?
Yes. They ask.
That's weird.
They ask, what's your favorite ice cream? And they put vanilla, chocolate, strawberry.
What if your favorite ice cream's not there?
You better pick an alternative.
And then that's how you forget your security question. What if my favorite ice cream is mint chocolate chip?
Let's see if I can
find
one.
And they don't have mint chocolate chip. Then what? And then I have to pick a second option, and then I'm not going to be able to remember what I decided to pick that day for my second option. That's ridiculous. I don't think I've ever chose drop-down menu once.
Okay, so what is your favorite type of movie? And it says mystery, romantic comedy, nature, educational, action, comedy, sci-fi, horror, documentary, animated. So I chose comedy.
But what if my favorite type of movie is Kung Fu?
Well, that's not a movie. That's a martial art.
A kung fu movie. They used to be huge. They used to be big.
I guess you would pick action.
Action?
Yeah. She asked me that. What's your favorite type of movie? I said comedy. It just felt like a barrier was being.
So she was like, "Oh, so you like comedy movies and you wanted to be an actor, but are you doing anything with that?" No, lady.
And then she was like, oh, I see you had one line in Insecure on HBO. That's kind of close. And I'm like, can you just help me?
I was just trying to book a flight, lady.
Oh my God, that's fucking hilarious. But then, you know what I mean? It was a little uncomfortable to be like, you know, it was a little intimate.
I totally understand.
We're getting a little intimate now with my personal life. And I'm like, you know, whatever. It's not that big of a deal. But it was also just like, can't you send me a code to my phone and I can verify?
Yeah, or a you know? PIN. I don't like those questions because they do. They ask very personal questions.
I know.
Who's your favorite kid? So if I want to admit who my favorite kid is.
On the phone, your kid's in the room.
Exactly.
That's Johnny.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's for me to know and no one else.
A lot of the times it says, do not share with others. Do not share your security code with anybody.
Except for Mrs. United Lady.
You know, I was afraid. I don't know how deep it was going to get. You know, if your wife's not home and you're looking at porn, what do you put in the search bar? And I'm like, that's a little personal, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, sir, this is just security questions. So when you go to Pornhub, what do you type in? And how do you start? And I'm like, you know, trying to get bumped up to first class here.
It's a little too much. They don't need that information. Verify me by the birthday, address.
You know, I just thought that was a little much.
That's funny.
Yeah.
How sad.
Yeah, I was embarrassed, but it helped. And you know what? She was very helpful, and my miles came in, and you know, we're going to hopefully...
and now we're going to Italy.
We're
going to
hopefully... So here's the thing, too. I don't know if we said this in the beginning, but it's not always a great deal, but something to look into is your miles. I just, you know, from the past fucking 4 years, I've just had so many miles.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they got a nice deal going on with United right now. So sometimes it could, you know, it could work out.
The deal is you can purchase miles for a certain amount of money. And whereas if you used miles.
I'm seeing you struggle through this already. So, okay. So it's like, you got these miles things.
So the to pay for miles is cheaper.
Not always.
Right now. Is cheaper than paying for the full flight. So say the flight costs $1,400, but $1,400 in miles. How do I explain that?
It's
cheaper to buy miles to get this flight.
Let's just let them figure it out because we're just going to make us both.
Just look into it. Look into the miles every now and then. Sometimes you can save a little money.
A couple of miles or two, you know? I got some big news.
News?
Big news out of the science field. Yeah.
Science.
I got big news. I read something online.
Do you know that my favorite subject was science?
Give me something that you liked about science.
I just always loved it. It was my favorite subject.
That you retained.
I always did really well in it.
Give me something that you learned in
science. Solid liquid gas. Science.
Okay. Well, you know, give me what's photosynthesis?
The process of a plant growing.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Wouldn't even know. You could have said it, the process in which photos are synthesized.
I mean, it's probably not the best definition for it, but you know.
The plants grow, you know, the plants thing, you know, plants.
You get the idea.
But this is something that, you know, it's always good to be educational, you know, always good to teach you guys a little something.
I like a little education every now and then.
And we got big news coming out of science. We got big news coming out of the science world.
I'm going to come.
Okay, what is it?
Apparently, scientists at Harvard were able to reverse the aging process in mice.
I'm gonna come.
Do you realize what that means?
Reverse the aging process.
So they took an old mouse.
Uh-huh.
They did their science to it.
Added a little science on it.
And it got younger again.
Stop.
Isn't that the craziest thing you've ever heard?
I'm going to cry.
I think I might. Please, God, I hope I'm not making this up. Science.
Yeah, come on. What, you didn't do your research?
Reverse aging in mice. Hold on. Let's go to the screen.
19 hours ago. Damn, you're really on it.
So hold on a minute here. Researchers from Harvard Medical School believe that epigenetic changes, and not just changes to the DNA, affect aging. This view is supported by experiments where epigenetic changes caused mice to first age, and the reversal of the induced changes caused reverse aging. science.org.
I'm not too sure what they were trying to say there.
Neither do I.
But
look.
Oh, God. So gross.
Anyway, so let me, I read it from, I follow a couple of pages on Instagram, and one of them said that it's a 13-year study in the making. Like, they've been doing this for the last 13 years, and now it's started to happen in real time. So, like, that, this is like.
That's crazy.
This is like the internet. This is like the internet in 1990, and just imagine what it can be in 2023. So, like, basically, this could be the start.
Can we live forever?
We might live forever young. I want to be, or as your Puerto Rican grandfather would say, forever young.
What? That's insane.
I'm gonna
I
come.
Like want to cry thinking about that.
Think about that. We might live forever.
You know what though? You ever read Tuck Everlasting?
No.
All right, forget it.
I know that you're supposed to. I'm probably the rare person in our age group that didn't read it. I've never read a summer reading book.
If I'm remembering correctly, Tuck Everlasting, he lives forever. And like, it's like, come to find out that it's not
of course
the greatest thing to live forever.
That's always, always the the message.
But that would be great. That's.
I don't know how this isn't like a bigger, I don't know how this isn't a bigger deal in the world. I mean, I don't know if like, I don't know. I don't know what's going on, but yeah. Wait, this says it's a year old. This one says.
Oh, no.
The Benjamin Button effect. Scientists can reverse aging in mice. This is from 2022.
Well, no, I mean, July. Not that long ago.
But I just heard about it now, and these other people are anyway.
It said the goal is to do the same in humans.
Of course.
That's crazy.
Imagine you take a pill and you get fat again, like you when you were 13.
Oh, well, I don't want that. See, so yeah, how does it work? So now, did they reverse?
It reverses the aging process. I don't know what the fuck that
so
means.
So did they make him 12 again when, like, what he was at 12? Or did they just, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you
that's know, a good because question. Like you said, is it literal or is it like?
Yeah, so did they make, if they were to make me 15 again, would I be what I was at 15 or would I be this new version of me at 15?
From my understanding, well, this is just my hypotheses, which is a science word. I don't know if you know. Do you remember the scientific, or what is it called? The scientific method?
Problem, hypothesis.
Experiment.
Was it?
I don't know.
Problem, hypothesis, I think like application, variable, experiment. What's the
was it the scientific method? Is this it?
I don't think it's a science.
Ask a question? No. I don't know. Seven steps. Make an observation. Ask a question. Form a hypothesis. Make a prediction. Oh, the prediction.
I don't like that. I don't like that. That's not
anyway,
good.
Anyway, I would say that reading a little bit on it like yesterday.
That's insane.
I think okay. So let's say what happens to I don't think it's literal. Like, you don't, like, whatever the hell this, they're splashing a little science on it. I don't know if you're just going to go back to what you were. I think probably, like, let's say you have a rubber band. And after a while, it's, like, it becomes really, really loose.
Mm-hmm.
Now maybe they can get it to be, like, tight again.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it'll go back, like.
Like that.
Well, not even that. Let's say, like, let's say I don't even know if this is going to make sense because I'm a fucking idiot, but let's say like the muscles around my back are like tight and they're aging.
Mm-hmm.
But if we can make those muscles go back to what they were, I don't know if I'll look different, but I'll feel different.
Oh.
Maybe. This is coming from.
But that picture, the mouse looked younger.
That might have just been for like a effect to you to understand. I have no idea.
Like it could have been a totally different mouse. Like, they were just showing an old mouse and a young mouse together.
I don't know. I probably should have read more about this, but I just read the headline like most of us do.
Yes.
And I ran with it.
Well, this is what we should be doing. This is what the scientists should be doing. Stuff for good, you know.
Stuff for good.
Finding a cure for cancer.
Yeah.
Reversing the aging process. Not creating robots that are going to kill us and destroy the world.
Maybe those robots help make this become a truth.
Well, I don't see them mentioning robots for this.
Scientists reverse aging in mice thanks to robots. I've been like seeing some insane scientific breakthroughs that like have a lot of hope for the future. One was this, it was a very significant change in the effects of Alzheimer's disease. Yes. Basically, it stops them and starts to regress the whatever the fuck. Instead of the Alzheimer's getting worse.
Yeah, it progressing. Okay. Yeah.
So I don't know. I just thought that was very interesting. It's possible that we could be,
that we could live forever.
I don't know if we could live forever, but maybe your knees cannot. If anything can make my ankles not crack.
Mm-hmm. Like we when can I was live a forever boy. Young, like all the songs say. Right. I don't
know. So isn't that pretty cool?
That's amazing. It's always weird to me when you don't hear about this stuff, unless we're just not in that.
In the science community, world. It's probably huge.
But what
Bill Nye is busting nuts right now.
Everyone would love to hear this, I'm sure.
That's why I'm trying to bring it. It's a little cheesy, a little corny, a little, I don't know, nerdy, but I don't think so.
Why do they always, do we have the same makeup as mice? Like, why do they always try stuff in mice first?
Great question. No fucking idea. Because, I don't know. There's people who are against testing in animals, which...
I don't think that any animal should suffer, but mice are disgusting. I mean, they're disgusting.
First of all...
I think everyone would be okay if they were totally extinct from the world.
First of all, like... If we're gonna sacrifice something to cure cancer, a couple of mice gotta die.
Yeah,
big fucking deal.
I think everyone would be okay with
that.
What
did they do besides sing when Cinderella was getting ready? Well, name a good thing a mouse has done, you know. And then second of all, there's a trillion of them everywhere.
Yeah,
we're not really at a shortage for mice over here. Right. You know what I mean? Pinky and the Brain. Those are also good mice.
Mice, rats. Are they different?
They gotta be cousins.
Are they different?
They gotta be cousins.
I mean, it's the same family, obviously. The rat, I think the rat's bigger, a lot more disgusting. So maybe rats.
They do lab rat. You ever heard lab rat?
Here's the good thing that mice do for us. They sacrifice their lives to be tested on.
Maybe that's why we love Mickey so much.
You think?
I just forgot he's the most famous mouse. I completely forgot about Mickey. Would you like to hear another stat or statistic or fact that I have no proof of? I have no scientific data, but I've read it.
Let's hear it.
Someone could have made it up, but I have read before that there are, in terms of like weight on the island of Manhattan, rats weigh more than humans.
No way.
I think there's, or was it ants in Earth? Something like that was okay. Crazy.
That's rats very different. And even still, I don't know if I believe that.
I don't remember.
America, the fattest country in the world?
Well, no. In New York City, the rat population is about 25. Okay, so there's about 2 million rats. So, yeah, I completely got that fact fucked up. I think it's something with the ants. Like, the ants weigh as much as we do on Earth or something like that, which I don't think that's true either.
There's no way.
Yeah, I'm pretty fucking stupid.
Luckily enough, we grew up on Staten Island, which technically is New York City, but it wasn't Manhattan.
The only people who like to say that it's not part of New York City are people who think it's cool to hate on Staten Island because they saw somebody else do it.
No, we're part of New York City.
Yeah, no shit.
But I'm saying
it's
like,
very much literally New York City.
Staten Island and Manhattan is
of course
different.
They're
when
very
people
different.
Think of New York City, they really think of Manhattan.
Of course,
that's where majority of the rats are. So growing
up, we gotta have some there.
No, we have some for sure on Staten Island, but. You see them more in, I'm just saying, what I'm saying is, I haven't seen many rats in my day.
Have you seen
any? Which I'm very happy about.
Have you seen any on Staten Island?
On Staten Island, no.
You know the CVS I used to work at by the atrium?
Yeah.
They used to have rats by those dumpsters.
Well, by a dumpster. I don't really hang out by dumpsters.
No? Not a big dumpster gal?
No. I did.
I love a good dumpster.
I have thought that I could get into it.
A dumpster.
Dumpster diving.
There's some interesting things that go on in dumpster diving. You and I should grab our scuba gear.
You ever see dumpster diving TikTok?
Mm-mm.
Love it.
Is it literally dumpster diving, or is it just people finding like a chair on the curb and
No.
They go like this. They hold their. They,
I mean, they
they're dressed like Scuba Steve in a 40-yard container.
A form of that. Wow. They will
love it.
They can either physically Big get fan. In the dumpster, or they look through the dumpsters. Because so say for example, Ulta, for whatever reason, certain products they just have to get. They have to get rid of for, I don't know. Who knows?
Oh, babe, remember that food documentary we watched? They would go behind the supermarket and they'd find like, okay, here's 17 cartons of almond milk. It expires, you know, yesterday.
Right.
Or something. And like now this is, we can literally drink this for whatever mm-hmm. the fuck. But yeah.
Yeah, oh my God. People do that.
Love it. Big fan.
Or like,
big fan. I mean, I haven't done it, but.
Dollar Tree, say after Valentine's Day is over, they just throw everything out. So you go to the dumpster, you get Valentine's Day stuff for free.
You know, gotta say, dumpsters get a bad rep.
You love a good dumpster, don't you?
I would love it. I could see myself loving a dumpster. You know, when I was a kid, dumpsters were big in my life because the WWF always had dumpster matches. Mm. So me and Joe had little dumpsters the wrestlers would play in and you know, they were ringside for a lot of matches, a dumpster match. And, you know, for some reason, dumpsters were always, and my dad was always talking about, we got
Your
a dumpster.
Your dad loves a good dumpster.
My dad loves a dumpster. Oh my God, are you kidding me? When they redid my house, I loved that dumpster. I was, you know, it was a good time. They make coffee shops out of dumpsters now. Rainy Street.
Not dumpsters. Those are containers.
What do you think a dumpster is? I'm talking about a 40-yard container.
I guess. I don't know. Anyway, speaking of rats and...
I'm only joking. I don't go dumpster diving. I hope people don't. I mean,
who
whatever.
Cares? It's a hobby for anyway. Some people. There's nothing wrong with it. And New York. So I was thinking, if you could, I guess, do a redo or...
If you could do it all over again.
Yeah, if you could do it all over again.
Run it back.
Would you... choose to
be a dumpster diver?
No. Have grow up in New York like you did, or would you choose to grow up somewhere else?
Well, I think it's important for people to really breathe in that question, because most of us are just so biased and just we have tunnel vision of our own reality that we couldn't even imagine anything else. Mm-hmm. But when we would go to California on vacations as a family, my mom, would we be driving down the PCH, my mom would be like, don't you wish you grew up here? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yeah, lady, you're telling me? You should have fucking moved here and I could have lived here.
Yeah.
So
this is your fault.
Like, obviously, it's difficult for me to separate my wonderful childhood on Staten Island and being a New York kid, being exposed to fucking dope graffiti and rap and Wu-Tang and all this great shit. Like, I wouldn't trade that for anything. You know, let's say that I didn't have those memories, obviously, and my memories were being in
going
Southern
surfing.
California. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Tom DeLong, who I mentioned on the podcast often because he's such a hero of mine, he loved being from San Diego so much. And it's like, how the fuck could you not? Mm-hmm. How could you not? Mm-hmm. And when I often we meet people when we were living in LA, and even when I would vacation there, I met a girl from Laguna. She worked in Laguna Beach at like a surf shop. And we said we were from New York. She's like, oh my God, I want to go there. We were like, what? You know, it's gray, right? It's just it's just gray. Mm-hmm. And I think I've said that on this podcast before. Anyway, so it's always, the grass is always greener. But I often say that to you, because I think it's bullshit how our friends and family are in a place where a dollar doesn't go as far.
Right. I mean, that's like, that's why I was asking you the question.
Okay.
With that in mind.
So like, yeah, I think about, I might've said this before, but like, I think of that with Brian Littrell. I think he's like, you know, like it's called the Mandela effect. Mm. I think of this as like the Brian Littrell effect. Cause when I was, I'll never forget, he had an MTV Cribs episode.
Brian Littrell is a Backstreet Boy
member. Yes. Or is it Littrell? I don't know.
I think it's Littrell.
Brian from the Backstreet Boys. Mm-hmm. He's from Georgia. Mm-hmm. He is from like fucking straw out the mouth, Georgia.
Yeah.
And I watched his MTV Cribs episode. He's driving a golf cart around
His compound.
His compound. And I don't think in his neighborhood that house costs more than $11. When and Howie has to go back to Orlando, which is definitely cheap, but not as cheap as wherever the fuck Brian's country ass lives.
Yeah.
Where like the possum pack is down the street. Like, have you ever seen that? Remember a Goofy movie when they go to the possum? I feel like that's right.
Yeah.
So like, that's not fair.
I know.
It is not fair.
It's not.
Leanna and I are looking at homes potentially in maybe going back to the East Coast. You know, I look here in Austin, I look in LA, we don't really know where we want to go yet. And I'm like, this is just not fair that someone gets to be born and raised in Southern South Carolina. And if they make $1 million, they're able to buy this. And if I make $1 million, I'm able to buy this. Yeah. It's just bullshit. Because like, that is their New York. That is their Staten Island. All their childhood friends are there. Their Planet Wings. Their fucking... you know, whatever, their favorite pizza place is all there, and they get to have whatever they want, and we get to get a fucking semi-detached house where you're sharing a fucking driveway with your neighbor for $900,000. What would you do? Would you switch it? Would you get the Men in Black thing?
I know, it's I don't know. It's hard to say because I also loved my upbringing, and I think that where we're from, like, had so much influence on who I am, you know, the people that I hung out with. So it's hard to say, but just now as an adult, I wish, like, I feel like, why couldn't I be from Texas? Or why couldn't I be from Utah, where $1 million gets me 10 acres and a house on the 10 acres? Like, you know?
No, I know. It's crazy. It's crazy. Mm. It's truly crazy. And that's one of my problems with New York in general, especially Manhattan. Like, the only way to live in Manhattan with luxury and just feeling like and having no cares in the world, you got to make $10 million a year.
Oh, yeah.
You got to make probably more than that. Mm-hmm. Like, in order to not have a fucking, not to be pissing next to the stove when you're making breakfast, like, that, it's either that or it's like Mariah Carey's apartment. Mm-hmm. There's like no in between in Manhattan because they're just killing the middle class. So, like, that's my biggest problem with there. And, like, it just, yeah, it's, it, but the trade-off is that you get such better
opportunities.
Just exposure to, like, you know, culture and like what's cool and what's, you know, ever. I've always said this, like, no one loves New York like a New Yorker. You know, New York is the greatest city on earth from New Yorkers. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and don't get me wrong, if you come there from an, it must be so crazy. We flew into Newark, whatever, when, I don't know when. And, I was just looking at the city, just looking at it from the plane, like, that is fucking nuts. Because we've flown into so many cities and none of them look like that.
Yeah.
Like, there's just, it's crazy how nuts that area is. And it's just, you know, what's that famous John Lennon quote? He says, like, you know, if the Roman Empire was now, New York would be Rome itself or something like that. Like, New York is kind of the hub of the world, and that comes with a price. Like, yeah, you have this cool house in Utah or whatever, but, like, you don't have the greatest you're not
– you can't walk to you know, the end of the street and there'd be a million different stores and stuff like that.
You're not getting fresh mozzarella down the block. You're not getting – you know, exposure to, like, back when we were kids, like, finding out about cool shit was hard. It wasn't, like, as easy as it is now. Now every, like, quote-unquote popular cool kid looks exactly the same no matter where you live in America because we all...
Well, the internet,
the internet. But back then, it's like, you know, certain trends start in New York and they take a while to get to the other places. You know what I mean? Like, I bet you, by the time Nelly was rapping about Air Force Ones, the kids in fucking Harlem were like, we wore those 6 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of, that's the trade-off, is like, you get the culture, I guess. I don't know. I wouldn't trade growing up in New York for anything, but if I didn't know any of this, I don't know. Maybe if you and I were both from Denver and we were doing this podcast, maybe we'd be living in New York. We don't even know. We don't know. It's hard to say.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people I know too, the way we feel about our hometown, they don't. A lot of people don't feel that way.
Most people who are into like the arts or a little bit different of a path move from their home. Mm-hmm. We don't know anyone who's moved from their home, which is kind of rare.
Yeah, no.
You know, the only people we know are the people that we
met in other places.
Met in LA and shit like that, or like Austin. But yeah, it would just be so much easier. I'm just jealous, but you know, everything happens for a reason, right?
So, I guess so.
Maybe we'll, I don't know. It just bothers me that like nobody cares that they're getting ripped off. That's the thing. It's like, I'll look for houses on Staten Island. I'm like, I could be a billionaire and I wouldn't give you this much money for this house because I'm insulted by it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just insulted by this.
1,000%. I mean, it's almost a little bit of like an epidemic, right? That people our age can't afford to buy houses.
Yeah, there's this whole like problem that someone smarter than myself could explain. But basically, yeah, there's like this battle with the baby boomers and millennials, where it's like this civil war going on, where millennials are blaming the boomers for creating this bad environment that we're living in, and the boomers are getting mad at us for being like lazy and we worked harder, but you know, there's just not as much. There's more expenses now being a millennial. There's just everything. The cost of living has gone up so significantly.
Yeah,
that I don't know if people like in their 60s truly understand that. I read this. There was this guy on TikTok. I wish I should have saved it. He gave in perfect detail why we're in this position. How basically after World War II, America was just in a better position, more job opportunities. A college degree meant something.
Yeah, that's
true. All of our parents told us to get college degrees because when they were younger, it meant something. Now it's literally useless.
Now look at us.
So, you know, now you're just in debt.
Yeah.
You're just in debt after having a car, and you can't get the same work. And like that girl who's getting mad at fucking Alex
Earl.
And she was like, well, I went to college. And and it's like, well, that doesn't mean anything anymore. Like,
yeah.
It sucks. But, you know. Oh, they also this week released the nominees for the Academy Awards.
Whoop-dee-doo.
Which, you know, it's okay. This was the first time. Austin Butler comes to mind. Mm. I think this is an interesting time in history.
Elvis.
Because he, if this was 20 years ago, he would be white hot in terms of fame.
Mm-hmm.
And he's very famous and everything like that. But I was thinking, like, it was kind of crazy to think, like, if this was a 30-year-old guy who just nominated for an Oscar in 2003... he would just be everywhere on top of the world and be like, you know, probably young girl's number one crush and shit like that. Maybe something like Leo in Titanic or something.
Mm-hmm.
Even though Leo was like a teenager. Anyway, young 21, 22-year-old girls probably don't give a fuck about him. They probably love some kid on TikTok more. Would you agree?
I would agree.
I think like... I don't, it was the first time when they announced this because it came up on YouTube. I've never even known. I didn't even know they had like a ceremony announcing people, announcing
know that.
The nominees.
No.
So apparently they made like all these things, and I was just thinking like number one, how we're seeing it like it just, every year becomes less and less and less and less relevant, which is crazy. I never thought movies would be like this avant-garde because they've always been when you and I were raised in like. Movies were like God. Like being in a movie was like insane.
Well, it was the main form of entertainment.
Yeah. Movies were Instagram. Mm-hmm. So like now it's truly like I think people speak about social media as if it's a fad and it's going to go away. And like we all like laugh at it like, oh, that'll never last. And it's just like it's completely overtaking everything. Like I've even found myself like struggling to get involved in something you want to watch. And I'm like, I'd rather just like browse on TikTok or go on Instagram because if I don't like something, and it's definitely not good for me, but like I'm more engaged in a guy showing how to do dovetailing on a coffee table, and then watching something about Louis C.K. on Krista Stefano's podcast, or just something.
Well, your Instagram feed, your TikTok feed, this is all stuff you already know, but it's catered to you.
I know.
Whereas you picking, you seeing a trailer and be like, oh, I think I would be interested in that, and then having to sit there, put it on, and watch it. It's just easier to have it in your hand. And it's like, okay, I start to watch something. If you don't like it, you get to go to the next thing.
And I think we all spend so much time ragging on that because it is so, I guess, negative. But there is something like, there's a reason it's taking over the world. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think this is going to ever go away. A lot of people try to like fight it as if I don't even have social media because we are all alive for the creation of it.
Yeah.
But like, our niece this morning, my brother said in our group chat, she, I guess that was Erica's DVD.
It was a DVD or VHS?
I don't know, but my sister-in-law had The Little Mermaid, which is behind maybe she had the one with the penis one. Anyway, The Little Mermaid, and she asked either my brother or my sister-in-law to, can you read this to me?
It was either the VHS or the DVD.
And she thought it was a book.
Yeah.
Which is adorable because she's never seen a fucking DVD before. And it was just like, when she's my age, I think being an actor is almost going to be like being a ballet dancer, where it's like something like sophisticated artists are into and you go to like Broadway to see it.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be this summer blockbuster weekend with the family thing. Mm-hmm. I do think that's going to go away. I don't want it to.
It already is.
But it kind of is. It's literally only, Quentin Tarantino was on Joe Rogan's podcast and he said, like, I forgot, I think he said his niece or somebody younger than him thinks of movies solely as like Marvel. Like they don't even understand seeing like a romantic comedy. It's like, oh, movie. You mean those things like I go to watch the superhero movies? Mm-hmm. So like it's almost only that. It's almost only exclusively big giant CGI. Like it's almost like just it's, you can only see a Marvel movie there or a superhero movie.
Why are those still big though?
I don't know. I don't know why they are. I don't get them at all, but they have such a ravenous fan base. I've never understood superhero movies. It's hard for me to like suspend my belief in this fucking world.
Do you think that people now prefer fantasy more than regular movies, but like a rom-com or a drama because it's too real and they only want movies to escape?
That's a good theory. I could see that being true.
Because why would it only be Marvel movies that still do anything?
That's such a good question. I don't know the answer to that. Because it's just like, it's the only place to really experience like this immersive thing where you go and there's like 50 or even like 120 speakers surround sound with a giant screen. Mm-hmm. I don't know. All I know is like, that shit is just, they're just so rad. Every one of those movies makes $2 billion. I just don't know how, I've never been ever even close, maybe close, but I don't get them. I thought that new Batman was going to be fun with Robert Pattinson. I started watching on the plane. And I was like, oh, let's watch it. It looks kind of cool.
I liked that.
It was all right. Mm-hmm. I did not need to go to a theater to see that. Like, I don't know. It was just like this whole, like, if this was 20 years ago, like, I don't know. It's crazy. Just the whole thing about the Academy Award just made me think about that again. I'm like, I think it's already done.
Yeah. Well, like you said, like it being the ballet or something, it's definitely already like that because all of the movies that they nominate are movies I feel like no one's ever even heard of.
That's always, though.
Like, you have to be like an artist to know what movies they're even honoring.
They're so self-righteous, too. It's one of those things where, like, I always... obviously you could talk shit and say, well, this is, I'm saying this because I wanted to be an actor, which I told the United Woman, and I never was, I never made it. you could say all those things that are definitely true, but I don't think a critique of that system necessarily, making fun of me, doesn't really disprove that, which is like, I watch an Adam Ruins Everything episode and I believe everything he says because he cites his sources. And I've heard this from other people in the industry before, that like, it's all fake. So basically Warner Brothers is in bed with the Academy, and Warner Brothers and the Academy talk behind the scenes, and they say, well, you're gonna nominate Austin and you're gonna nominate Elvis, right? We'll give you this much money, and yeah, it's all to make Elvis more money. So it's a business. Mm. It's not real.
I can see that.
The Academy Awards aren't real. Mm. And then people will cry as if they achieved something, but it's not real. That's why it's always been confusing to me. It's not real, and it's not an actual achievement. Because if someone says LeBron James is the best basketball player ever, and then someone says, well, I think Michael Jordan is the best basketball player ever, those guys had to go out and beat someone to become the best. It was something tangible.
Yes.
I scored 100, you scored 99, therefore I'm the winner. Mm-hmm. With art, it's so strange to have award shows because mm-hmm. it's so subjective.
Yes.
So like, I've always thought that was so strange. Even like the Grammys might even go by like, if they went by record sales, wouldn't that make more sense?
For sure.
Like, that would make more sense. Or even if the movie made more money. Something mm-hmm. tangible. Mm-hmm. But like, Hollywood created this, and then they market it. So it's almost like a shroot buck. If you ever watched The Office, Dwight makes up shroot bucks. Mm-hmm. So it's almost like the Academy Awards is like, we're going to make up an award and it's really valuable if you get one. And we're going to tell you it's really valuable if you get one. People, oh my God, I got one. But it's like, but you just made this up. So it's like, this doesn't mean anything. Mm-hmm. But then they'll put trailer.
Academy Award nominee, Leanna Del Cedro.
It'll just make stuff up. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I mean, also like, isn't you getting the role enough of an award? Like, what do you need an award for?
I know. I really think people are also tired of that shit. Of like these, it's really hard for a millionaire to like, you know, talk about equality and fairness and equal mm-hmm. pay. And then you're like, you're grossly overcompensated mm-hmm. for this work. Don't you dare. I just think people are tired of the whole, Hollywood is an illusion mm-hmm. and it's based on a lie. Let's pretend that we're better than you. And I know that people, that might be like,
yeah, why should we support that?
But that's, am I wrong in saying that's the only message Hollywood ever delivers?
We're better than you?
Yes. Even though they try to act like it's not that, that's the only message.
Pretty much.
We're better than you.
Yeah.
So like these kids got bullied in high school. Let's say, if we're being the most extreme example, we got bullied by the jocks. Now we're going to create our own mirror image of this world where we bully the jocks mm-hmm. and you're celebrated if you do art and you're bad at sports. We're going to create an exact bizarro world. Mm-hmm. So all they've done is create just as much of an oppressive system, just where they're the ones on top.
Yeah.
It's just as wrong. Mm-hmm. It's just as fucked up. But because they're artists and they're supposedly caring about the world, it's justified. And it's so fucking wrong.
I mean, they got to be hanging on for dear life. They're hanging on for dear life for sure.
I don't know.
Like you said, the...
Or they just used to make... I mean, maybe they made 100 trillion. Now they're only making a billion or 100 billion.
I mean, if that... With streaming services, I don't know how money is made at all for movies, TV.
I don't know how the cast of Friends got paid. Like, okay, I looked it up, and roughly, like, in like the prime Friends, like, most money they ever charged, I think, was like $450,000 for a 30-second ad. Okay?
Okay.
And every episode's roughly 22 minutes. Okay? So that's 8 minutes of commercials.
Okay.
So let's say that's 16 30-second spots, right?
Okay, yes.
So $450,000 times 16 is $7.2 million.
Well, yeah.
The cast of Friends got paid six. So with the director, There's everything 1.2, no fucking way. That show cost way more to make.
You think?
Absolutely.
Why? How much more could it cost to make? It's the same set over and over and over again.
So they're breaking even every. How are they making a profit? I don't understand how they made that much money. I don't know how anything makes money. I don't know how these sitcoms make this much money. It's like, oh, they get paid by the advertisers, but I just did the math. It doesn't add up.
Well, I'm sure not every commercial was $450,000. Maybe.
So it was less?
Some paid more.
That was the most. No, that was like the most they made. I read something that said like maybe $455,000 or something like that in like the prime of Friends. Or something like that. So I don't really know how anybody's making, but they're making a lot.
Maybe
Friends now, forget it with the streaming, all that stuff. But like back in the day, I was just thinking, like, I don't know. And you know, that was one of the most famous sitcoms ever. Also, I was thinking about this before. You started to watch The Desperate Housewives.
Oh my God,
I did it again.
Oh my God, he says Desperate Housewives every time.
That's so unlike me to not be able to correct myself. Kendall and Kylie, I always fuck up. And this, for some reason, it's so bizarre. I'm not like that. I'm the guy who gets angry. Like, why the fuck can't you know this?
Yeah, why can't you get it?
I'm a fucking idiot. The Real Housewives of New Jersey. And I'm
watching from the very beginning.
Which is bizarre, by the way.
So I'm on like season 4.
Because you're 30. And like,
what is that supposed to be?
The show's been on the air for 15 years. Like, you would have started already. It's like, you made it. You made it. You didn't watch this trash. And now you're doing it. It's like my friend Joe, there was a statistic somewhere that was like, if you don't smoke by the time you're 21, you'll probably never smoke. My friend Joe, everyone in his house smoked. He started smoking. He was like 26. It's like, bro, you made it. What are you doing?
That's
weird. You made it. You didn't have to watch this shit. Anyway, she's watching it, and I was just curious to see, like,
I actually watch it because of TikTok.
Really?
Yes.
Because they have funny clips.
Just
on there?
Saying. So like, I wouldn't watch TV, but because I saw TikToks of them, I'm watching it anyway.
So you were watching it, and I was wondering. I'm like, okay, these people, like, some of these reality shows are huge, mm-hmm. right? If their viewership. Because they're not making anywhere near as much as actors. And I'm wondering why. If it's the same amount of... So then I did some research. It's not even close. That's why. It's not even close. Like, for example, I'll compare to Friends, which isn't fair because one of the most fucking famous. Mm. But even like The Office, which is also... I think The Office is bigger now than it was like when it was on the air. But The Office would get like 7 to 10 million viewers a week.
Okay.
And like on the high end, maybe 20 or something. The Real Housewives, at the most, they get like 1 million. It's not even close. So they get like 10 times more the audience. That's why. So the advertisers can charge.
Now? Or like...
When it was on.
I feel like it was probably bigger when it first came on.
I looked up...
And now it's fizzled out a little bit.
I looked up... I was trying to find like the viewership. Mm. Friends would average like 25, which is crazy. But that was also the heyday of television. Yeah, and one of the biggest shows ever.
Exactly.
But I'm saying like, I think like the Real Housewives of Atlanta, I think they get the most viewers and they get... The most is like 2 million.
2 million? That seems low.
They're not on networks, babe. They're on like fucking TLC and
no
Bravo.
I think it's Bravo.
Yeah,
not
that's
TLC,
not that's not NBC.
I just thought it seems like such a big franchise to me, but maybe it's not. I don't know.
I don't know. It depends how big it is. But like my point is, I don't even think because now everything's so public and there's like no curtain to hide behind anymore. We can kind of get a gauge on what these people make very, very easily. Whereas back in the day, in the prime of Hollywood, they were probably making so much fucking money. We don't even realize. Because I was saying, like, I watched a kid on YouTube build a house in Utah. And it was like a $4 million house. He has this giant following. I've never heard of him. And no one I know has ever heard of him. So think about how big Brad Pitt really was.
Because everyone knew him.
Everyone on Earth. Mm-hmm. Almost everyone on Earth basically knows who Leonardo DiCaprio, Michael Jordan. Mm-hmm. Like, think you can't equate a follower number to Michael Jordan to mirror his actual influence. It'd be in the billions. he'd have 4 billion followers. Mm-hmm. So, like, we think you don't realize how small of a business this shit really is until you could, like, that's why Hollywood sucks, because it's like, for letting pennies out of the door. Like, they're definitely still making a killing, but they used to make a massacre. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, definitely. The fact that NBC was making that much money, they were able to give 6 people $1 million a week without even thinking about it is nuts. Mm-hmm. So, like, again, going back to that girl's thing when she's like, you know, I went to college.
Yeah, and
about Alex. And it's like, $50,000 is absolutely nothing. Mm-hmm. Absolutely nothing. These motherfuckers used to Crest toothpaste. When you saw it in between commercial breaks of Hey Arnold, would cost them $4 million. Mm-hmm. Now it's costing them 50 grand.
Yeah.
And they're potentially reaching the same amount of people. It's fucking insane. From a business aspect, they're loving this.
They're chilling.
So, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just such an interesting thing to be living through.
There's a brand, a makeup brand called Tarte. They make
Tarte.
They make everything, you know, blush, face, all makeup stuff, right? Okay. I'm not going to list because you wouldn't, yeah. And
eyebrow pencils?
I'm sure. they just did a trip, like a brand trip.
Okay.
They invited a bunch of makeup influencers. So Alex was invited, obviously. And so say, I don't know how many girls they took. Let's say they took 20 girls to Dubai.
Wow.
This like all expense paid. They flew like first class. I think they flew first class, but like Emirates, right? You've heard of like Emirates.
Yeah, of course.
Like fancy, whatever. You know, they did like ATV riding, camel riding, like all this stuff. And obviously in hopes of these girls, like, I don't know if they were paid for it. I think they just got like a free all expense paid trip.
It's like a content trip or something.
Yeah, like hopes that they make content with their stuff. The rooms were filled with their makeup, but I don't think that the girls were paid for it. So the girls are on the trip and they're like maybe using one product from the brand and then like using all their other products that they normally use.
Okay.
Long story short, I saw a TikTok of this girl basically saying, like a couple days after the trip ended online, there was like Tarte was hiring all new people in like their brand's marketing.
They're saying because it was a failure? Yes. Oh my God, maybe.
Like they spent all this money on this trip. What's the word I'm looking for? Like comparing it to like the commercials, right? Like they paid all this money in hopes of getting like all this publicity for their brand, which they did. Everyone was talking about how all these girls are in Dubai with this brand, but yeah. Like they weren't even using the products really. And now people think that they like fired everyone who put the trip together and now they're hiring new people because it didn't work.
Well, what's more interesting about what you just said is that probably cost them a couple million maybe, right?
Probably.
And they would have gotten off easier just paying them all 100 grand each, mm-hmm. and just to like talk about this thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
That's why mm-hmm. it's so nuts. I don't even know what power they use, like what power Hollywood used to have is kind of scary at this point. Mm-hmm. Like the fact that it's going away is a very good thing. But the brands, like they've always been the fucking king dick, huh? It's always been about buying shit.
I know. And they're actually getting off the hook a little bit now.
Oh my God.
Like they don't have to spend as much money.
That's what I'm saying. Like mm-hmm. about like people acting as though it's like a bad thing that influencers get paid money to do shit. It's like, yeah, because like, it makes kids, it does create this environment of kids like being narcissistic. I understand that aspect. But from a business point, it's like, this is laughably, this is a no-brainer. Mm-hmm. I can pay this fucking schmuck to, you know, give a homeless guy money and then jump off a fucking bridge with a parachute that says Red Bull.
Yeah.
Versus hiring a fucking director, and it's just such a bigger deal mm-hmm. than like it's just nuts.
I mean, it sucks that like big brands are maybe getting off the hook a little bit, but it's nice for like smaller business who maybe can't afford to pay celebrities for a commercial or an ad or something. And like sometimes it's like, oh, if I just send them my product, maybe they'll talk about it. Like hope that they talk about it, you know?
Yeah. Exactly. That's another thing too. Just send them stuff. And if they don't like it, whatever, you lost something. And if you do like it, the upside's infinite. Were you going to mention the Kylie thing?
Yes. It was Kendall. So you see,
I always fuck them up.
You sent me this video on TikTok. The brand was Triangle Swimwear, I think. Triangle Bikinis or something. This woman is a genius.
Yes.
Is an absolute genius. She was a small brand. She like didn't have the money to really pay any big celebrities or something, or maybe she didn't want to, right?
Yeah.
So she figured, and she like thought like maybe, okay, who would be like the most influential person to wear our product? Kendall Jenner. We probably can't afford to pay Kendall Jenner to wear our product. So let's send all of Kendall Jenner's friends our product for free. Just send them our product and like maybe they do a video on it. Maybe they don't.
But
purposely not send Kendall one. Long story short, Kendall's like, what the F? All my friends have these bikinis from this brand. How come I didn't get one? And she reaches out to the brands and is like, hey, can you send me some bikinis? And Kendall Jenner gets caught wearing their bikinis.
The woman was basically like, then that was it.
That was it. Yeah, the rest is history.
We took off from there, which is fucking nuts, man.
Genius.
How does one person have that much power? That's so crazy.
I know.
Just wearing a fucking bathing suit, gave this woman a company. Mm-hmm. That's fucking nuts.
But how smart is that of that woman? You don't need college for that.
Hell no. What do you mean? Hell no. This is the modern day gold rush. Mm-hmm. If you can figure out a way to fucking trick this fucking algorithm, apparently. Right. I don't know, man.
And going back to like Hollywood and all that stuff, people, these kids, right? The kids are the future. Are they not, right? Kids are our future. They don't want to be actors and actresses.
I know.
They want to be Kendall Jenner. They want to be cut. They want to be influencers.
That's wild.
If you can't, if the youth doesn't want to be actors and actresses, how is there going to be Hollywood?
I know. And it's interesting too, because they're like, we might get better art because there might just be such insane actors because they don't want to, because I'll admit, I probably wanted to be into acting for the wrong reasons. Like to be like, I would love to be like John Krasinski's role in The Office or somebody like, because it looks like fun. Not because I'm a thespian and I must experience the craft. Like that's what an actor really is. Mm-hmm. And it got like more diluted because all these fucking like 20 years ago, these wannabe influencers wanted to be actors and they were shitty actors. Mm-hmm. And they made the real Daniel Day-Lewis's to be like, why the fuck is this? He's not a real actor. Mm-hmm. I'm an actor. You know, Jeremy Piven, who does stand-up now, I don't know how good he is. I've never seen him, but he had one thing online that was like, I studied acting for like 20 years and The Rock was the highest paid actor last year. Like he didn't take one fucking acting class.
Yeah.
That's kind of like, that says a lot about like, I think what I'm trying to say. It's like, now the fucking stars aren't really good. Like maybe that would have gotten you ahead of the game 20 years ago, like being a really good actor. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. It's always about the fact that gatekeepers are falling down is really good. I'm a big fan of that because I'm someone who's just tried to make something that I just wanted to have fun with my career. And, you know, when I was trying to get into acting, I was like, I don't know who the hell I was. I was not just like, and now I'm just me all the time, which is, I think, it's kind of what we want as humans.
Yeah.
That's what I'm looking for on TikTok. I'm just looking for somebody. Being themselves.
And that's what like actors and actresses, it's just going to be people that people already like. We all already like Charli D'Amelio. So let's put her in a movie because we know people are going to want to go and see it, you know?
Yeah, what's nuts is I always thought there would be this revolution where all these influencers became the next actors, but they don't seem to want to do it.
No.
Or Hollywood, I don't think Hollywood refused them because they're too hungry for money. But like, why is that not happening? It never happened.
what, maybe it's like, why pretend to be someone else when I could just, when I can make money just being myself?
I guess they just make so much fucking money.
Yeah.
That they don't really care. That's nuts. Because they're getting everything they wanted from the film. Attention. They're getting it anyway.
Exactly.
I guess they don't really care about making art or something. Like, I don't
yeah,
know.
Or like having to put in more work.
Yeah, being, you know, on a, being on a set blows.
Yeah, that's it work. Sucks. Being an actor is work. Whereas maybe, yes, and being an influencer, doing vlogs or whatever you do, that's also work. But it's like you could do it on your own terms. You don't have to listen to anyone else. You're your own boss.
Yeah.
You know?
I know. I feel like we all were raised the same way, though. And our generation, I felt like really wanted to be like performers. Just because we all grew, the Disney Channel was so big, Nickelodeon was so big, all that.
Never wanted to be.
That's a interesting.
Performer. Never, not once.
That's interesting. Well, that's why you're not mentally ill.
I think it's just you and your family.
No, what do you mean? Like, I don't know. Most of the people that you see on like my age, I'm like old now to be like on the internet performing. It's kind of scary, but everybody my age is like who performs on the internet was raised on the same shit. I don't know. I'm just fucking mentally ill. all right. Well, I think this became kind of an interesting conversation.
I hope so. I mean, more serious than that. I don't think it was that serious.
I don't fucking know. All right. Well, come see me in Seattle and Portland this weekend. I'll be in Seattle and Portland. And then next week, we're going to be in
Ontario, California,
Irvine. I'm in Burbank, San Francisco, Tempe, Arizona, Raleigh, North Carolina, then Toronto. Fuck, this is going to be a busy month.
My first time in Canada.
Bloomington or Minneapolis, Minnesota. That show's probably not going to happen. I'm probably going to sell 6 tickets. We're going to have to cancel it.
Isn't that the Mall of America?
Yeah.
All right. So there's always people, tourists. We'll see.
All right, guys. We love you so much. Thanks for tuning in. And subscribe. Tell a friend.
Like and subscribe.
If you enjoy, just tell a friend. Tell somebody that you're missing out on this great podcast. These two will fucking, they're
talk about nonsense, but, you know, they're funny, whatever. Maybe not.
All right. Love you guys so much. Have a good week.